Want to be sure you are getting the most out of your retirement? For all the years of your retirement? That's the primary goal of More Living with Jim Brogan and our Dollars and Cents segment, where we provide you with an important financial tip that will help positively impact the quality of your life in retirement. And now, here's Jim with this week's Dollars and Cents tip.
There's more and more talk out of Washington starting to become prevalent about our coming income tax increase and what we should do. We're having a tax increase at the end of next year because many of the core components of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act from the beginning of 2018 are expiring, and we're going back to the rates from 2017 adjusted for inflation. And I think it's worthwhile. What can we learn from the history of our income taxes? So if you go back through history, you know, the income tax system we have today was first instituted in 1914, and it was a marginal system. Marginal means whatever your tax bracket is, you don't pay, like if you're in a 22% tax bracket, you don't pay 22% income tax on all of your income. We all pay 10% income tax on the first, if you're a joint filer, about $21,000 of income. The next 70 to 80,000 of income, we all pay 12%. So, for example, when we get up over 100,000 of taxable income, we're in a 22% marginal bracket, but we're not paying 22% on all of our income. And that's an important thing to understand when we do our tax planning, because if we do anything to trigger taxable income, things with investments or Roth IRA conversions, capital gains, whatever, we're going to be taxed in whatever our marginal tax bracket is, whether that's ordinary income or our marginal capital gains rate. The highest income tax in 1914 was 7%. And that was for people with income over $500,000 in 1914. I mean, let's be honest, the Vanderbilts and the Rockefellers, that's about it. Now, you know, our highest income tax rate is 37%. But when I look at history, what was our highest income tax bracket in history? 1946, it was 94%. And we had an 18-year period in the late 40s through the 50s and into the early 60s where the highest income tax bracket was over 80% all 18 years. And for most of those years, it was over 90%. If you worked in a state with a state income tax, there was a point at which you just didn't really make any money. Everything had to go to the government, either the state or federal government. Then the tax rates in the 70s were back down in the 70s. The highest tax rate was 70%. 1980, the highest tax rate went to 50%. Now then in 1986, the highest income tax rate was slashed to 28%. And we ushered in what is a low era of taxation from a federal income tax perspective. Now it doesn't feel like low taxation because everywhere we turn around, we're taxed. We have state income tax, state sales tax. Some states have income tax. We have capital gains tax. We have property tax. We have gasoline tax. We have all these taxes we pay. But when it comes to federal income tax, this last 35 years has been an era of low taxation when we look at the rest of our U.S. history. Yet we have a $34 trillion deficit. We have unfunded liabilities for Social Security and Medicare. So we're getting more and more talk about what's going to happen with taxes. Just at the top of the hour, just now at 9 o'clock, we had the news saying that Republicans are pushing to extend the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, and the Democrats are resisting that. There's always going to be an argument. Now, we're kind of coming into the election, so things are very, very politically driven, of course. The bottom line is our taxes are going up at the end of next year, and the tax deduction, the standard deduction is going down. The average two-income household in East Tennessee, if you're, you know, right around low six-figure income combined, you know, you're looking at about a $3,000 increase in taxes just from the standard deduction going down. But then where are we going to be 10 years from now with our income taxes? So in my opinion, We're in the lowest tax environment for federal taxation that we're likely to be in for the rest of my life. I'm 54 years old. So what should you be doing to take advantage of lower income tax rates today? Maybe I should pay a lower tax rate today in order to not pay a higher tax rate tomorrow. And that's where we do things like we consider Roth conversions. We consider things like harvesting capital gains. A lot of people talk about tax loss harvesting, but tax gain harvesting is extremely powerful and valuable. So be sure you address your tax plan as a core component of financial planning, and be intentional about how you structure investments and when you're retired, retirement income, so that you can control what shows up on your tax return and what does not, and when you pay that income tax.
That's our Dollars and Cents segment for this week. You can find this week's Dollars and Cents segment and others by visiting broganfinancial.com.